I love Regis. I mean, I was
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, exactly. About how many hours of airtime did he have?
Oh, dear
so
God.
He was on for nearly 6 decades.
Yeah, like, so it's going to be between, what are the two middle ones?
14,000 and 17,000.
It's going to be between 14 and 17. And for 60 years, I'm just going to say 17. So that is a complete guess, by the way. I'm going to say 17.
It is 17,000. You know, I think Big Fatty is only a couple of hours short of Regis's.
Fatty's, it's like, it might as well be like, how many podcasts did Big Fatty produce?
Records say Mr. Philbin is the most watched person in television history.
Wow.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
How many podcasts did Big Fatty produce?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3285 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 9th of September, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all gonna tell you about my day. Guess what? Some census, Big Fatty, and some voice letters. Yes! Big Fatty, what's wrong with your voice? Y'all, I sit down in front of this microhoist, and all of a sudden I can't talk. Big Fatty, we wish it was 20 minutes of silence. But anyway, y'all, I'm raspy. I'm just raspy. Big Fatty, raspy. And, let's see, what have I got to say? Well, Big Fatty, while you're thinking of it, why don't we do Blind Guy J's census? I think that's a lovely idea. Yeah, I see y'all. Blind Guy J's census is here. Y'all, he lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. Y'all, he doesn't describe himself as a lurker, a listener, a semi-lurker, or currently unsubscribed. He doesn't describe himself. He's been listening to the BFO for a long time. His favorite segment is the happy music and the daily updates. He would not change one thing on the little show. He has called the voice letter number and has been to Pride 48 events, but has never used a special chair. And as far as shortening himself, he says, on a road trip to an out-of-town meeting, I thought I was going to fart, but oops, had to stop at a rest stop and clean up in the bathroom, left the underwear in the trash, and went commando to the work meeting. The co-worker I was with probably knew what happened, but was kind enough not to say anything. Big Fatty, isn't that just so sweet? Music, it's true. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I've decided not to eat the chicken. I just think that it's Big Fatty, I don't blame you. I wouldn't eat your cooking either. Well, anyway, gone to the garbage. Garbage. And let's see. For supper, I had one of those hamburger patties, and y'all, I had a giant bowl of garden salad with the blue cheese. Y'all, it was so good. Oh my God, it was good. And y'all, then I did go out for an evening nipple walk. I did get my 10,000 steps. in for Labor Day, and came back, y'all, and it wasn't too bad out walking, but y'all, I came back and I said, I don't know if I'm gonna rinse off or not, because I was moist, but I wasn't sweaty, and y'all, so I said, I'm just gonna sit here for a minute, and then y'all, all of a sudden, there was a grumble in the tummy, and y'all, I ran to the churl, and then I decided, yeah, I think I will go ahead and shower. Beep! Fatty, you covered in it? Then y'all, I sat down, and there was a sports ball game on, college sports ball. And y'all, I got a message from Mean King. You know, he is the official sports ball correspondent for the BFO. And I'm sure he was watching it also. But he is touching himself because the NFL is coming back. And it still worries me. It still worries me. I don't know how it's all going to play out. But, you know, starting and finishing are two very different things. Yes, Big Betty. one moment, please. I've got my water right here. Sitting watching that, and y'all, my cellular telephonic device rang, and y'all, it was the patron saint. It was the patron saint of the BFO. You know, that's Mr. Tim Kumal. And y'all, it's usually me calling him because, you know, I fucked something up. But y'all, he was calling and he says, well, I'm happy that you got your bacon, Max. And so, y'all, that's the Bacon Max that I didn't, and you know, I didn't know who it was from. It was from Mr. Tim Kumal and Ron Prada Soho. And y'all, we just had a nice little conversation. We caught up and chitter-chatted for a bit. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And then, of course, at 9 o'clock, I watched Love Island. Yes, Big Betty. Yo, my favorite part of it. By the way, if I hadn't mentioned it already, Love Island, it's just trash, y'all. It is just trash. But, y'all, my favorite part is the announcer, because he's just a smartass. And y'all, it's just it's like a train wreck. Oh, you mean like the LFC this week? Yes, the LFC was a train wreck this week. So go listen to it. the announcer is my favorite part, and y'all, then at 10 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, it was time for But First. And y'all, we had the whole crowd there except for Professor Lefevre. And but y'all, we had a good discussion. The Faye driver had multitudinous notes. Multitudinous, is that the word? A multitude of notes. And Mr. Mike Lawson, he got cut off there at the end. And y'all, the old Cricket had a quiz for us. And y'all, he fucked up two of the three questions on the quiz. And plus he didn't put, we had to do the quiz twice because he didn't put a place for us to put our names on it. So anyway, the quiz was thrown out. It was thrown out. And y'all, then after that, I sat up and watched a little bit of the news, and well, no, it wasn't the news because y'all, we went late on the. But first, climbed in the bed. I wasn't sure if Whitman Tinker was there or not, but y'all, I slept pretty well. It may have taken me a little longer than normal to fall asleep, but it wasn't as bad as Sunday night. Y'all, Sunday night was just horrible. Just horrible, I tell you. And y'all, then I got up on Tuesday morning, and y'all, I decided I had my coffee and did my Sudoku, and y'all, I decided I was going to make my Brussels sprouts, and And I said, well, you know, I'll just go ahead and I'll cook a pound of bacon. Big Fatty, it sounds like a normal day. It is. And, y'all, I had the pound of bacon that was in the refrigerator. It was maple and bourbon flavored Oscar Mayer bacon. And, y'all, the house still smells mapley. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, thank you. But y'all, so I fried it up, and then I fixed me a little sourdough brufka sandwich with some Gouda cheese and grilled it. And then in the bacon grease, I grilled some onions and get papaya and my Brussels sprouts and cooked them. And y'all, I'm having those Brussels sprouts for supper. Big Fatty, you'll be tooting all night. I probably will. anyway, y'all, then I said, well, it's time. And y'all, I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, and y'all, for the first time in I don't know how long, y'all, I did the big circle. I did the big circle, and y'all, I came back from the big circle walk, and y'all, I had 11,000 steps. I have all my steps in for the day, and so I celebrated by taking a shower and getting dressed, and y'all, I went and got my hair cut, Big Fatty, and y'all, it's just, I know I've said this before, but my mother used to love to get her hair done, and so do I, but y'all, then I came back home here, and I've been sitting out on the veranda. Y'all, it's just been a lovely day. Evidently, Mr. Cackle pointed out that I said yesterday that it was we were getting a taste of spring, but y'all, we're getting a taste of fall. Not much of a taste, but it's almost like a sore in your mouth. You can feel it, but it really hasn't festered yet. Beep! Y'all, now here I am in the villa, and y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 9th of September. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person many, many times. I think the first time, I shouldn't say that because I really don't remember. I've met this person in the San Francisco. Y'all, he's the one that got Calvin and JR to come to one of my meet and greets. And y'all, I've met him many times at the Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. Y'all, he lives out there in the Sack of Tomatoes. You've heard him on Gavin and Jim's little show over the years. I'm talking about none other than the one and only Larkin. Big Fatty, we love Larkin! Y'all, he's absolutely one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And I've missed not seeing him because we hadn't done Jim and Gavin's little show. But y'all, he is, I believe, on the Twitty and the Face Space. So, y'all, if you see him there, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. And I don't know why.
bet you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, it's me. It is about 5 hours later than what I normally call. Almost forgot. Today's episodes were, let's see if I can remember, 3230 to 3235. First off, thank you for the birthday wishes for Logan. Thank you for the birthday wishes for Mrs. Number One Northeast Straight Daddy. Daddy? Boyfriend? Whatever. Other than that, though, I don't think anything. Wait a minute, I've got a question. Cue the music!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror!
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from my Northeast Straight Daddy, Dan, or should I say Daddy? What you got?
Okay, so I've been wondering, and what better person to go to than you? I'm sure I'm not buying the correct grits. But being in upstate New York, this is what I have. I think it's like Quaker maybe or something. Instant grits, I don't know. Every goddamn time that I buy grits, it's some different recipe that you have to make it. It's always like 2 cups of water and 3 tablespoons of grits, or 1 cup of water and 1/2 cup of grits. It's always just, it seems very off. It never seems to be the same, and they never come out consistent. What should I do besides come down and go to the famous toastery with you or wherever? Mean Gene Okra's, I don't know. Any tips? Thanks. Love you.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that
is... nothing else happened in those episodes. Bye.
Oh, Big Fatty! First of all, Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, as far as the grits go, first of all, don't buy instant grits. If they're in a little envelope for individual serving, don't buy it. You want quick grits, my ratio for grits is a 4-to-1, 4 parts water to 1 part grits. I usually do 2 cups of water and 1/2 cup of grits. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I forgot to mention, while I was out on my nipple walk, y'all, there are already two houses that have up gay crema decorations. There's Halloween. Oh, Gussie, Halloween or fall, you know, like scarecrows and pumpkins and ghosts and things like that. But, you know, not, you know, it's not flying in the trees or anything, but just like along the walkway or whatever. Big Fatty, it happens earlier and earlier every year. It's true, it does. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you probably thought that was the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. No! That was the kids from over there at the Mix Minus. And Daniel Biba, when you think of Big Fatty doing over 3,000 shows...
How many podcasts did Big Fatty produce?
Oh, well, he's done, as of today, 3,285.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.